We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All wrestlers, all coaches, please clear the mats.
UNI Wrestling has produced Olympians and successful coaches, but some may not realize it had a hand in developing a voice for the sport. Bob Stevens, who went by the nickname Bear, wrestled for UNI in the 1960s. He married a fellow Panther who is now recognized globally as the voice of wrestling.
I learned from Bear's situation that wrestling saves lives. That may sound dramatic, but believe me, it is not. I believe it was huge in saving his life. And I have seen it over and over and over again, not just in the young men he's coached, but in the wrestlers I have come to know, the wrestlers I have had the privilege to announce.
Sandy Stevens was the announcer for the NCAA Division I championships for 34 years. She also announced the 1984 and 1996 Olympic Games, along with multiple world championships. Stevens is a staple at numerous independent and high school tournaments.
I realized a few years ago that one of the reasons I love wrestling so much and that I love this state so much is that there's a real connection. Iowans, like wrestling people, know the difference between sophistication and class. They know the difference between image and substance. That's why wrestling is so popular and so successful in this state.
Stevens is responsible for UNI's Pledges for Pins initiative that started in the fall of 2007. The program has generated well over $100,000 to support the university's wrestling team.
Questions I get asked constantly are, why wrestling? Why do you do so much to support wrestling, and why are you so involved in this sport? And why UNI? To answer those two questions, I need to tell you about a boy named Bob. I started dating Bob at age 15 in the summer. That fall, he went out for wrestling for the first time. Because I was interested in him, I figured I'd better learn about what he was interested in. And as I fell in love with him, I fell in love with the sport and the people involved in it. We went to different elementary schools. Let me tell you something about his sixth grade class. Bob was only one of three from that sixth grade class to graduate from high school. He was the only one to get a college bachelor's degree, let alone a master's degree and then a doctorate with a 4-point average. Within 10 years after he had graduated from high school, the majority of those sixth graders, the majority of the men and women from that sixth grade class, were either in prison or had died from violent encounters. The difference was his wrestling coaches in junior high and in high school. These were men who believed in him, who drove him home, drove him in the wrestling room, yes, but they drove him home in the winter, 3 miles or longer, to a home that had no indoor plumbing until we were in college. But they cared enough about him as a person, as an individual, on and off the mat. They believed in him. And I have learned that when somebody believes in you, you start to believe in yourself. When he came to UNI, his head coach was Bill Cole, the legendary Bill Cole. If you don't know about that man, you need to Google that man. A 3-time NCAA champion when freshmen were not allowed to enter the NCAA, the national tournament. But he did so much more. Bear wrote me a letter after the first encounter with Bill Cole, and this is what he said. "I just met the finest coach and the finest man I have ever met." That was Bill Cole. Bill Cole was a father figure to Bear, but he was a father figure to so many other wrestlers. There's a wrestler who told me very recently, who actually started the Bill Cole Wrestling Scholarship a year ago. He said, "I was never on the varsity. I never wrestled a varsity match, but I was there for 4 years, and Bill Cole treated me like a national champion for all of those 4 years. Bear was not an outstanding wrestler. He was a good wrestler. He was a conference champion, but he wasn't an outstanding wrestler. But he became a hell of a wrestling coach because he cared about his wrestlers like Bill Cole cared about his wrestlers, and like Bear's junior high and high school coaches cared about their wrestlers. Bear wasn't old enough to be a father figure to his wrestlers, but he was like a big brother to so many of them. And that's the reason his caring for those wrestlers, his association with those wrestlers, was the reason that a week ago tonight, I had dinner in Anchorage, Alaska, with one of his former wrestlers. It's the reason that when I fly to Virginia for the National High School Championships every year, one of his former wrestlers meets me at the airport. It's the reason that another wrestler, another former wrestler, moved his family to Glen Ellen, Illinois, where we lived, when they knew they were coming to the Chicago area, so that their kids could be in the school district where Bear was the superintendent. That's what a coach can do, and that's what UNI coaches do.
Stevens is the lead donor in the wrestling room renovation project in the West Gym and has endowed 2 wrestling scholarships. She is a board member of both the UNI Foundation and the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. She continues to represent UNI in the Chicago area in a variety of capacities, including assisting UNI's admissions counselors in recruiting Chicagoland residents to attend UNI.
Why UNI? Well, part of that is because of Bill Cole, obviously. But I would not and I could not support the UNI wrestling program if our coaches, our coaching staff, did not have the same kind of values, if they did not care as much and have the same high standards for our wrestlers off the mat as they do on the mat. I am so proud of our coaching staff and so proud of our wrestlers because of that. They care about the academics. They care about character. They care about community service. All of those things are critical. They care about family. And you hear a lot about family. You know, a team is a family. But they actually believe that at this wrestling team. And these wrestling coaches and their spouses encourage that. They encompass that idea. Wrestling is used to teach the lessons of life more than any other sport I know. And that's why the Bill Cole Wrestling Room says, the Bill Cole Wrestling Room, for the man who used wrestling to teach the lessons of life. That's why the National Wrestling Hall of Fame every year gives an Outstanding American Award. It goes to someone who has wrestled sometime in his life, maybe not very successfully, but that man has used those lessons to forge an outstanding career. We've had an opera singer. We've had a jockey. We've had businessmen. We've had actors, all of whom wrestled and used those lessons.
In the fall of 2015, Stevens helped create the Bear and Sandy Stevens Head Wrestling Coach Endowment at the University of Northern Iowa. Funds from this endowment will be used to support the salary of the UNI wrestling coach position.
One other thing about Bear, he battled Hodgkin's disease for 4 years. And 15 years ago this month, he died from a bacterial infection in the port where he received his chemotherapy, his ninth form of chemotherapy. He'd gone through a stem cell transplant exceptionally, and the cancer kept coming back. But at one point, he was given a month to live. He not only survived, but he thrived for almost 2 years after that. At Loyola in Chicago, they called him the Miracle Man. And Bear said, I wouldn't be alive today if I hadn't been a wrestler. And he'd tell that to a lot of people. And the first time he said that, I said, what do you mean by that? And he said, I never went into a match expecting to lose.
Stevens' audio clips for this podcast are from a September 2016 speech Stevens gave during her induction into the UNI Athletics Hall of Fame.
I am so thankful to the committee. I don't feel that I deserve this award. I truly do not, because I'm just trying to make a difference as other people have made a difference in Bear's life and in my life. I am so blessed to have been part of this university and to continue to be part of this university, and I am so blessed to be part of the wrestling family. I thank you all so much. And to end, I will use what some of you have never heard, and that is when I have 25 mats and have thousands of wrestlers at the National High School Championships in Fargo, I sometimes have to use what is called my Judge Judy voice. And that is, when you leave here, do not climb over the railing and do not consider yourself an exception. Thank you.